Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Wellbeing with Colleen on Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. I am so excited to be here to share this information with you. Our show today is to let you in on my secret, and my secret is the incredible benefits of coconut oil. Today is Monday, July 6, 2015, and my name is Colleen. I am a board-certified massage therapist, licensed in Pennsylvania, living and working in Levittown. Please check out my website at www.massagebycolleen.com for more information about what I do. This program today is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information regarding the subject matter. It is not intended as a substitute for medical advice from a qualified physician. Have you ever wondered what all the hype over coconut oil is about? Did you ever purchase a jar of it and wonder what else you could use it for? Are you looking for a simple, super simple way to boost your health and the health of your loved ones? Well, this show is for you. As you probably know, I have been on a quest to heal myself and what ails me, not just now, but to give my body the ability to live a longer and more enjoyable life. I have been studying, attending seminars, workshops, classes in person and online. I have read more books than I can remember, and I have read study after study about these products. My greatest frustration, well, I have two of them. Number one is the bald-faced lies that we're told to make us believe what big business is trying to tell us. We have to remember that when you're in a big business, your first job is to make a huge profit. The only way to make a huge profit is to sell something at the cheapest price and to make people really want to buy it. And then number two is we're not told what to do. We're told, don't do this, don't do that, take this pill, take that pill. Well, our bodies need the nourishment to boost our immune system, to give us all the nourishment our cells need to remain in homeostasis and enjoy life. And our cells know what to do for us and to do what's best, but they need to have the proper nutrition in order to do that. Remember when we're told don't eat butter, butter's so horrible for us? Well, this is one of my favorite references because so many people love butter. My family loved butter. You know, my dad loved butter, and he suffered from a heart attack when he was 36 years old, and he was told, eat margarine. Well, guess what we learned now? The damage that margarine can do. What's that? High cholesterol and heart disease. So you're giving heart patients this prescription from a doctor who everybody believes in to go eat margarine. So, and why is it still being sold? Our bodies really can use the nutrients in the butter. We don't need a lot of it, but we can use it. So what I like to do is I want to spend our time together giving you simple, easy tips that you can do at home for little or no money to improve the health of everyone in your family. So today is coconut oil. I only started using coconut oil about 6 years ago. And I only started using it because I heard it was better for me than cooking with vegetable and seed oils. So we can go into a science class here about long and medium chain fatty acids. They're also called triglycerides. You probably hear a lot about that. Well, I'm just going to simple it down. This is the chemical structure, the long and medium chain fatty acids. Coconut is comprised of a medium chain. This is the richest source of the triglycerides, coconut oil. Now, common oils such as vegetable oils and seed oils, they're made from the long chain fatty acids. And these are very difficult for our body to break down. They put more strain on our pancreas, our liver, our entire digestive system. These long chains are stored in our body as, guess what? Fat. Yes, we store them in our fat, which is what we're trying to get rid of. Long chain triglycerides can deposit in your arteries in lipid form, such as cholesterol, which is another thing that we're trying to get rid of. So let's face it, if we're over 50, which I am, chances are the doctor's already tried to put you on a statin drug to lower your cholesterol. Well, don't give up hope. Let's just look at coconut oil. Like we said, it's a medium chain fatty acid or a triglyceride. Medium chains are smaller and they permeate the cell membranes easily. And they don't require the lipoproteins or special enzymes to be utilized effectively by our bodies. They're easily digested, so there's less strain on our digestive system. And it's sent directly to our liver, where they're immediately converted into energy. It is not stored as fat. Coconut oil is considered a fat. We don't store it in our body as a fat. We actually use it for energy. So many of us are afraid to cook with, eat, and use coconut oil because it is considered a fat. Now, I've been trying to talk my uncle into using coconut oil because he had high cholesterol, he had high blood pressure, he had a lot of stuff going on. He was given medication. I sent him a jar of the coconut oil, and I said to him, start using it. You know, take a tablespoon a day, put it on your toast, do something with it. And he was absolutely dead set against even trying it because it's a fat. So he would rather take a prescription medication than to try something because he's afraid, which a lot of us are. And that's what I'm here to help us find the simple answers, not the complicated, go read a book and go take a class. Simple things that you can do at home. We've been brainwashed to believe that all fat is bad, hence the low-fat diet. Now, I could go on to a whole show about low-fat, but to be really specific, how do you make something low-fat? You take out the fat, which also takes out the flavor and the feel-good taste in your mouth and all the stuff that you want to eat something for. So what do you have to do? They have to put something delicious in so that we'll want to eat it. So what do they add? Sugar. They add sugar and lots of it. Pick up any product off the shelf, says low fat, and it's loaded with sugar. So maybe you're not getting the fat that you think that you're going to be eating in that product, but you're getting more sugar, which what does that do? It turns into fat, and it's stored in our bodies, not used as energy. So you're just better off forgetting all about this whole low-fat craze. Okay, so why are we so afraid of fat? Because studies show that a diet high in fat can cause heart disease, right? Well, kind of. Diets high in trans fat, which is found in fast food, processed food, and even those delicious pastries, are responsible for the heart problems and the health issues in general. Our bodies are not built to process large amounts of long-chain fatty acids like we expect it to. I mean, think about it. Back years ago, there wasn't so many processed foods. There wasn't so many of these long-chain fatty acids for us to be ingesting. Today, most of our children are brought up on fast food and processed food and something that came out of a box or a can. So we can't really expect our body to do all this work. We need to help it. So I don't believe it takes a rocket scientist to figure this out. If it did, I certainly would be the last one to be talking about this with you. Our culture today is bombarded with fast food, processed food, chemicals, artificial sweetener, artificial flavor, artificial color, pesticides, herbicides, genetically modified foods, not even to mention the many prescriptions that we're on, yet we expect our bodies to process all this stuff. Well, I'm here to tell you what your body wants you to know. It can't. So if you're like me and you believe that fried food is its own food group, because I'm pretty sure you can deep fry a piece of cardboard, cover it with cheese, and it would be delicious. But all kidding aside, I've been the head chef for my family for the past 27 years. For the most part, I've been a comfort food cook. I was raised in a family where most of our memories are all around the kitchen table, around the stove, flipping kebabs at the barbecue. And I've tried to carry those happy memories for my children and grandchildren. But the products on the market that are becoming less and less of a quality product. The big food companies are making it the cheapest way possible, so they're taking out so many of the nutrients. Like, for example, because of soil depletion, herbicides, and pesticides, our produce today has about one-third to one-fifth nutritional value that it had just 20 years ago. That's incredible. You would have to eat three to five apples to get the same nutritional value that I would get as a child in my, you know, when it was 30, 40 years ago. So what's the reason why everybody should have a jar of coconut in their pantry? And here's why I use it every day. It's because coconut oil has no trans fat. So it's perfect if you really have to fry, like I said I do, especially chicken cutlets. Come on now. It's also great for sauteing. You want to fry up some onions. It doesn't end there. I use coconut oil in my massage practice, and I've been doing this for the past 5 years. And so far, I haven't run across anyone who's allergic to coconut oil. It washes out of the linens beautifully, and my clients love that it absorbs into their skin, leaving it soft and smooth and not greasy at all. It's very healthy for your skin, and it also helps stimulate hair growth if you rub it into your scalp. I melt the oil a little bit, and then I add whatever essential oils that I feel are going to benefit my client that day for whatever state they're in, and then I use it. I love it. They love it. I also make salves. I use coconut oil, honestly, about 5 or 6 times a day. If you would like to learn more about coconut oil, or if you have any questions, please feel free to contact me. I'm at www.massagebycolleen.com. You can also reach me directly at 267-338-6609. It's better if you do leave a text. This way I'll be able to research your question and get back to you. So I want to thank you for tuning in. If you're just tuning in now, you're listening to Blog Talk Radio, Wellbeing with Colleen. And today we are discussing the healing benefits of coconut oil. We've already talked about why it's healthy for us, that it doesn't have any trans fat, that it's one of the oils that you want to eat to help your body process everything else that it needs to do. But it doesn't end there. You could put coconut oil in your morning smoothie. Now you're thinking, I know, coconut oil is usually a solid, unless it's over 76 degrees and it turns into a liquid. Well, what I do when I'm making my morning smoothies, I just take a big heaping tablespoon out, throw it in my blender. It won't melt it. It'll chop it up really nice, so you'll get that nice coconut flavor. I sometimes put a tablespoon on a piece of toast instead of butter. And I'm telling you, that really is delicious. That's something that you really should try. It's so good. I've used it as a hair mask, rub it into your scalp, wrap it up in plastic wrap for about half an hour, and then wash it out. Now, I'm going to warn you, it takes a bit of shampoo and time to get it all out, but it is definitely worth it. One of my daughters puts a tiny bit on her eyebrows at night to stimulate the hair growth. Isn't that amazing, isn't that? Coconut oil can also be used to remove makeup, to remove eye makeup. You can use it as a facial scrub. You can mix it with a little bit of baking soda and oatmeal, a dash of cinnamon, scrub your face with it. It's, oh my gosh, so invigorating, and your skin just looks gorgeous. You can use it as a shaving cream, a body scrub. You take some coconut oil, mix it with equal parts of a cane sugar, and then scrub it all over your body. I would do that in the shower, only because sometimes if you're making a sugar scrub, the sugar tends to fly about a bit. And if you're doing that, stick a couple drops of your essential oil in there, especially if you have lavender. Love it. Also, sometimes I wonder, what else can you use this coconut oil for? And I've been researching this. Now, to do this show, I researched even more than I thought I knew. I thought I was kind of like pretty much an expert on this coconut oil thing. I use it for everything. I have found even more uses. And if you go to Wellness Mama, her website, she has 101 uses for coconut oil. And some of them I didn't even know. I didn't even think of. But it can also increase your thyroid function. It can boost your metabolism. It can increase your bone strength. It fights infection. And it fights infection because it's antibacterial, antiviral, and it has antimicrobial properties. Now, this is so interesting because I use this as an oil pull. And let me explain that to you because this is something that I didn't even realize why it was so good. So every morning, I take 1 teaspoon to 1 tablespoon of coconut oil in my mouth. It's called an oil pull. And you're going to swish it all around just like you would a mouthwash. The only thing is that sometimes it can start out as a solid, so you have to work at it to get it into the liquid form. And you swish it between your teeth, over your tongue, all around your mouth, just like you would a mouthwash. You do this for about 20 minutes. They say 20 minutes is the optimal time. Any more than 20, the bacteria is being redeposited back into your mouth. Anything less than 15, the bacteria hasn't been properly absorbed into the oil yet. So I aim for 20 minutes. I do it first thing in the morning as soon as I wake up. Take the coconut oil in my mouth. Then I go about my day after that is finished. It does take a little bit of getting used to, but it's worth it. Start out with a teaspoon. Work your way up to a tablespoon. The reason that it's worth it, because it has been proven to whiten teeth. It freshens your breath. It improves your oral health, and it reduces the harmful bacteria. The reason that it reduces the harmful bacteria is because while you're swishing it, the bacteria gets stuck in the oil and it dissolves. The lauric acid in the coconut oil is proven to be antimicrobial, meaning that it kills the bacteria, the viruses, and the fungi. Now, studies have shown that a reduction in the number of Streptococcus mutans in plaque in as little as 2 weeks. Is that incredible? The Streptococcus mutans is one of the main bacteria in our mouth, and it's a key player in plaque. So using the coconut oil is a great preventative for bad breath. So oil pulling is also effective against gingivitis, which is caused by inflammation of the gums. Now, I have to tell you, so many people have gingivitis and they don't realize it. If you're not seeing your dentist regularly, you probably have it. Once gingivitis gets too bad, it goes into periodontal disease, and it can actually affect your health physically. It can affect your heart. It can affect so many of your body's systems. So that's why it's so imperative to take really good care of your teeth and your gums. And seriously, I realize a lot of people don't floss and rinse and brush and all that twice a day or whatever, three times a day. So doing this oil pull first thing in the morning is really, really a great boost, not just for your gums, but for your entire overall health. So what kind of oil should you look for? Because as usual, as soon as something is good, everybody puts something on the market and says they're the best. Well, I'm going to tell you what to look for. It's simple. You want certified organic virgin coconut oil. You don't want any chemicals added. You don't want it to be refined, bleached, or deodorized. It shouldn't say RBD on the label, which does mean refined, bleached, and deodorized. I will tell you, though, if you can't stand the taste of coconut, if you do get the organic refined, it's better than not using it, and it does not have the coconut taste. So I have used that for clients that can't stand the smell of coconut. You don't want any GMOs in this product. You want it minimally processed, and you absolutely do not want it made from dried copra. That's C-O-P-R-A. That's something that you really don't want to have in your coconut oil. It is made from dried coconut that's been processed. It's been dried, and at that point, it's really not suitable for human consumption if you're using the oil to get all these nutrients that we really, really want. Now, another thing that this coconut oil is great for, which I got to tell you, it really surprised me, is for a detox. I am huge on doing natural detoxes, not the pill form, not you take these 30 vitamins and minerals today and drink water and then eat a salad. I like to do it the natural way, where you just eliminate whatever you're eliminating. You eat your fruits and your vegetables, and you add whatever is necessary that is not in a pill form. And I believe that this, what I've been reading about the coconut detox is so interesting. I have to tell you, I haven't tried it yet. Definitely going to try it before my next show so I can tell you all about it. And I found it on Dr. Mercola has on his website. Wellness Mama has it on hers. I believe Dr. Hyman had on his. It's really, really interesting. So if you want to give it a try, you do have to ingest it. So I would try doing the oil pull first just to see how you work out with that coconut taste. I've used many, many brands. There's Better Body Foods, organic coconut oil. Whole Foods has a great one, 365 organic brand. Walmart carries an organic brand, as does Target. Dr. Mercola has one on his website. It's just incredible. And here is another use for coconut oil. Sorry, kids, this is going to be a little bit personal, but for women who are having a little bit of dryness in their personal life, instead of using the KY jelly or the man-made lubricants, coconut oil is super great to use as a lubricant. I know it's uncomfortable to talk about, but it's the truth. Wouldn't you rather put something healthy into your body than a man-made lubricant that's made of chemicals? It's incredible. If anyone has any questions, or even if you've used coconut oil in the past and you have a great use for it that you want to share, please feel free to get in touch with me and let me know. I'll post it on my website. We'll discuss it on another one of our shows. Because I'm just so excited to talk about these things that I've learned that have worked for me and my family. You know, like I said, I love to fry. I just made fried chicken the other day, and I fried it in coconut oil. And I tried to make it the whole coconut experience. So I marinated my chicken in coconut milk. And then I breaded it in crushed cashews. And then I fried it in coconut oil. And it was so yummy. And it was so much more healthier than breading it in breadcrumbs and frying it in any other kind of oil. So before we end today's show, I want to tell you about our essential oil of the month. And today it's basil. This oil is so yummy to smell. And its properties are incredible. It's an antibacterial, just like we say coconut oil is. It's anti-inflammatory. It's an antioxidant. It's antiseptic, antispasmodic, antiviral. It's a decongestant. And also, just smelling it can be really uplifting. This oil was considered by the ancient Greeks as the king of plants, and it was used to anoint the kings. They placed sprigs of basil in the chest of the deceased loved ones to protect them from evil and provide safe passage into the next life. And basil was used anciently for respiratory problems, for digestive and kidney ailments, for poisonous insect or snake bites, for fevers and malaria. A lot of the things that the ancient people did in Egypt and in Chinese medicine are the basis for what we do today. And these remedies are coming back because you don't need to use artificial things. You can use pure, organic, life-giving plants for this. Today's basil, I mean, we can use it for aches, for pains, anxiety, for bronchitis, for chronic colds, still for digestion, for fever and gout and headaches, hemorrhoids, insect bites. It can be used as an insect repellent. It can be used for insomnia, muscle spasms, and wasp stings, just to name a few. The list can go on and on. I like to take the basil and put a couple drops into my coconut oil and use that as a body lotion before I go out in the summer to keep the bugs away. I love the smell. It's so uplifting and so delicious. You can also take a drop and put it in your spaghetti sauce. You can use it for cooking if you're using the pure form of the oil. It's amazing. So if you're using it for anything to ingest or to cook with, definitely you need to use the pure, okay? In raindrop therapy, I use basil. It is used to relax the spastic muscles and to stimulate the adrenal glands. How great is that? And raindrop therapy is my absolute favorite way to use essential oils. And if you would like to know more about that, it's a wonderful technique. Please check my website, www.massagebycolleen.com. I offer free consultations, and if I can't answer your question, I will direct you to the right person, the right direction to go to find answers to all your questions. I offer raindrop therapy classes for 1 to 4 people because I believe so strongly in your body's ability to heal itself and boost your immune system with the help of these oils. So when you learn, you can take these oils right to your family and you can use them to help them, whether they're having a sleepless night, whether they're ill, if they have the flu, if they're going for surgery. It's great for people with scoliosis. It helps. Studies have shown where the spine is actually slightly straightened and that the pain level has gone down after a raindrop therapy. This is just stuff that's been proven. I receive no monetary value by telling you all this. There's no companies that promote me to tell you these things. I tell you these things because this is what I've learned, because I want to help my family and I want to help myself and I want to help you help your family. So if you're a beginner in the essential oil world, it can be extremely overwhelming like it was for me. I recommend the book Reference Guide for Essential Oils by Connie and Alan Higley. This book is packed with the most extensive information all in one place. It's easy to understand and apply the techniques. And always, I recommend that you research the oils that you need and you make sure that you purchase them from a reputable company. I never, never, never recommend going to a discount store and picking up a bottle of oil off a shelf that costs $2 or $3. I can guarantee you that it's not pure oil. It's been cut with other products to make it cheaper. So before I end this half hour, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I know sometimes I tend to ramble on, or maybe I don't get my point across as clear as I can. I am not a professional in this arena. I'm here as a mom and a grandmom and an energy worker, a massage therapist, to just point people in the right direction. Because I do get very frustrated, like I said, of hearing all the things that we're not supposed to do. You know, like, don't have butter and you know, don't eat this and don't have that. And if you have high cholesterol, then you can't have this. And if you have high blood pressure, you can't do that. Well, then what can I do? How can I fix this? And I've been to doctors and told that I've had things wrong with me. And no one's told me what to do nutritionally or what to do as a different, like, a holistic way. They've only written prescriptions. So out of my frustration is how this show was started. Only because I want to pass on to you these things I've learned that I've researched for many, many, many hours and months and some even years. I don't tell you something that I haven't tried. I don't tell you something that I haven't tried on my family and my clients. I ask them for their feedback and see how my family reacts before I even mention anything on my website to my clients or through this show. So I just want to thank you. And before I end this half hour, I want to take just a minute to ask you to shut your eyes, take a deep breath, and feel your body relax. Before we all get back to our busy schedules for today, I want to fill this moment with positive energy. I want to feel that energy as it penetrates into every cell in our body. Feel it. Let it fill you. Feel that energy flowing through you into your family, your loved ones, your friends. Feel it flowing into your home, your workplace, your community, our world. Feel that peace. I hope that you will tune in to my next show on Monday, August 3rd at 12 noon for more ways to boost your immune system and make your life as vibrant as possible. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today to Wellbeing with Colleen on Black Talk Radio. I truly hope you enjoy this show. And then you will take something from this half hour and apply it to your own life. Please visit me at www.massagebycolleen.com and leave me your comments. Until next time, wishing you days filled with love and abundant health. Namaste.